The first reading today, we hear Mordecai, the just Jewish man who is in exile. And at this time, they had determined that all of the Jewish people on the face of the earth would be destroyed. And it is in that context that we hear him praying. And he says something that is critically important for us all to hear. No one, O Lord, can resist your will. We pray every day in the Our Father, thy will be done. The question is, do we really mean it? Do we really want it? We've never had an opportunity to live in a world where God's will is done. I mean, on one hand, obviously, whatever happens in our lives, we recognize as being part of God's providence for us. But the fact of the matter is, we don't live in a world that wants God's will. So we have to ask our own selves, do I live within my own self as a person who wants God's will? Because we tend to think of the things that happen that are not so good as not being part of God's will. Jesus just told his disciples he's going to go up to Jerusalem, he's going to be handed over, and he's going to be put to death. How could that be God's will? How could the fact that the Jewish people are going to be exterminated on one day, how could that be God's will? It is God's will. Obviously, it wasn't the will of God that the people were going to be exterminated, but it was his will that it got pushed that far, because that forced the people to really look seriously at the question of who they are as the people of God. You and I have now to look seriously at who we are as the children of God, to be able to recognize that God loves us so much that he came into this world precisely so that he could die for us. If we really want to look at the question of how much do we want the will of God, Jesus told us that he came into this world not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for the many. And he told us that that's what we have to be about. How many of us are saying, yes, praise the Lord, that's exactly what I want? No, I haven't seen much of a line standing behind Jesus saying, I want to be the servant. I want to be the slave. I want to be the lowest. I want to be considered nobody. No, I haven't heard much of that coming out of anybody. But that's what Jesus did, and he's God. Now, of course, then we start making all kinds of excuses. Well, of course, he's God, so he could do that, you know. We're not. Right. Which means we should be lower than him. He's God. If we truly believe who he is, then we should have him up on a pedestal where he belongs. Which means we are infinitely lower than him. But we don't want to be lower than the one who made himself the servant of all. So how do we do this? We need to really pray. And we need to pray and ask God to conform us to his will. That's what it all comes down to. It's not something we can do by ourselves. I mean, I think objectively every single person here would say, yes, I want God's will to be done because I know God's will is perfect. And then God looks at you and me and says, here, my perfect will is that you carry this cross. And then we say, oh, no, 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 no. You got the wrong idea. Right. So God's will is perfect until it's a little different than mine. How can, if it's different than mine, how can his will be imperfect? Because I know so perfectly that I know better than him? What's best for me? No, we don't. So that's what we really have to look at. How often we're like those other apostles the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Oh, I want my kids to be seated right at the right and the left of your throne. The others get angry with them. Why? Because it's what they wanted. Which one of us is the greatest? Hey, I should have the highest position. That's why the Lord had to take him aside and say, no, can't be this way. You've got to be humble. You've got to be servants. It's not about you, it's about the Lord. That's hard, especially in a society like ours, because it's not about the Lord, it's about me. That's what our world teaches us. It's all about me. Jesus teaches us just the opposite. So which way do we want to be? It can't be about Jesus when we're in this building and about me outside of here. We have to learn to be about the Lord, seeking His will, conforming ourselves to His will. It is the single hardest thing that we will ever have to do, because it means dying to our will. And we don't like that. That's why we have to pray for it, because we can't do it ourselves. And sadly, it needs to be literally ripped out of our fingers. Which is why we have to pray and ask Him to do it. We need to be serious about it. So, quite the challenge. But it is exactly what we pray for every single day. So pay attention when you pray the Our Father. And ask yourself seriously, do I really mean what I pray for?